This is VK for BLE, listening the repeater.
Oh, what road do I want to shut down this morning? ACON. M-A-K-T-B. W-E-A-W. W-A-W. Well, it's not bleeding over anymore. Yeah, it's really weird. That thing just, for some reason, puts itself in carrier squelch mode every now and again. You can't undo it locally. You got to reboot. Something quirky going on. And when it does, whenever the UMP's up and transmitting, it keeps blasting little bursts into it. So if you ever see a bunch of little bursts, especially if the M1 network is up, you say, yep, got to reboot to 675.
Nor, why can't I find, there we go, I got, I'm waiting for the plumber to show up. Water heater is, he says I'm next in line. The water heater, I thought it was a neighbor playing basketball. No, it's the water heater knocking.
Is it the pipes that are is knocking? They didn't have hammers installed or something, or what?
It sounds like it's the tank, which when I Googled it says it needs to probably be flushed and all that because the water heater was the only new thing they didn't put in, you know, because it had a 2018 date on it. And I had a expansion tank put, when they put the whole house, like AIO, softener, all that stuff in, because so it had four years of hard water through it. The builder said he did flush it, and so I'm now, it's only had, you know, salt, softened, and AIO, and filtered water through it now, so since we moved in, and then but when I Googled it, that's what it said. It probably needs a flush. So it probably needs a new anode and flushing and all that. But I call the plumber, the company that I used at the rental house, and because they also have a Grand Blanc office. And they go, she asked for the address, and she goes, oh, that, we might have already done that. We might have put that one in back then because he's already one of our, he's in our, you know, the old owner that lived, that passed away, that had the house here before us, he was on the account in our file. I'm like, hey, well, maybe you guys already installed this one.
So, you're not on city water there?
Oh, no. We're county sewer, so I do have a county sewer, but it's a well. We have a well.
Is there a community well, or is it each house has its own?
No, each, because the well pump is in the other, is in the closet in my workshop. And that's why when they, I had them change, when we, I had them show me how to change the time and date on the regen systems, because I, you know, midnight or 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. or whatever it was, the AIO does a regen every 3 days, and it was doing it at midnight. So you're hearing, you know, for the half hour, and then an hour later it does another flush, and so that was running, you know, in our bedrooms upstairs, so it's like right below us. And then the softener would run every 1,200 gallons, which would be about once a month, and that would run at like 2:30 in the morning. So, you know, you're hearing the well pump run.
That's so weird. That's like usually one of the, you know, that's usually one of the first things you get. City water. Well, no, not really. But I would say gas is probably the first one a rural address will get. Electric, obviously, is first. You get electric, then gas usually is second. Water usually follows right after that. It's odd that you've got city sewers, but you don't have city water. So, oh, well, whatever. It is what it is. Just, I don't know. I haven't been shopping rural properties. Maybe it's more common than I thought. But I know where, when I've looked, it's always been kind of in that order. And septic was the last to go.
Well, so we're in the township. And so when they built this subdivision in 74, this house was the first, was in the first track of it. And this whole subdivision had sewer and underground power and all that put in. The county did not have municipal water outside of like Flint and Grand Blanc City and those. So the water system wasn't, they didn't really, I don't think they got, county didn't really build a township water, drinking water system until mid-80s, early 90s. Heck, even like Fenton Township is now just starting to get municipal water. So they do now have, the county has water up and down Belsey Road, so the road you turn in to go into our sub. There is, you know, county water there now, up and down that road, because that's where the fire hydrants are. But it wasn't available when they did the, when they built this up. They only had sewer, so they did sewer and everybody got wells.
Yep, there you go. Well, it's the top of our must list if we were ever looking to move out a ways. Municipal water is a big one. My wife, I could live without, but she just won't have it. So, is what it is. I mean, I gotta admit, I like all the city services as well, but there's a nice thing about having all your own services too, you know, including electric. Good luck.
No, and that was, I was more worried if I didn't have the generator. Like, if we didn't have the whole house generator, having my own well pump, I was kind of worried, but, cause, you know, when we lived in the city, you know, we had city sewer water, so even if the power was out, I could still shower and flush my toilet. So at least I got the generator, and it runs, obviously it runs the well pump and all that, so. But, yeah. So, yeah. And the nice thing is they don't meet, so I've heard them, sometimes they'll meter your water and charge your sewer rate based on your water, even if you have your own well type of thing, but it's a flat rate, like it's $130 a quarter for the sewer here to the township.
There you go. Well, I'm probably where I'm at. That's probably it. Just probably do some stuff with that as opposed to move in or whatnot. I don't know. I'm still very much debating on whether I start over. That's what I'd like to do because I could really get exactly what I want. But I think I need to call in an architect and say, what can you do with what's here? Because, you know, clearly even if it's just a shell, you know, that's a foundation and a shell for the bulk of what I'm building. You know, I'd only be building an addition and, so that's got to be my cheapest route. So that's what I really need to do is I need to call in an architect and find out what I can do. But having said that, yeah, I'm there. I do got the acres, so that's cool. And just a matter of, you know, happy with where I'm at, which I am. I'm up in that little quiet little corner. All right, I got to get in here. It looks like they've moved indoors. I'm going to see what they're discussing. I think they're just eyeballing the job today. I don't think they're going to do it. And I'm still hemming and hawing over that damn poster pre-ATS. There's benefits to both, drawbacks to both. Anywho, I'm going to get out of here, go see what's going on. W8FU.
All right. W8FU. N8KBB. N8KBB mobile.
KE8BSI mobile.
Good afternoon, AD8JL, driving around to an end. Question for anybody that might be out there listening. If you were picking a POTA antenna for, you know, most common band, 40, 20, 10, that kind of thing, what would antenna would you be thinking about?
WP8E monitoring.
KEB8Y.
How you doing? Didn't get the call. You have WP8E Walt here.
Hey Walt, it's KEB8Y.
Well, good for you. And I forgot the name.
Walt. His name here is Lance.
I thought it was you, Lance. I know. I thought I remembered after on key you were going to get a call change, right?
Call change? Call change years ago.
Well, then I'm thinking of somebody else. You have to forgive me. I am dead tired. I had a, I've been having some medical problems. Anyway, I tripped, hurt my, not my hip, but like a muscle at the crotch area, and which a lark in a park that I haven't been one in weeks, and did a lot of walking around with a walker, and I am so tired. Had a great time. 11 people, 6 rigs on the air. A lot of fellowship, a lot of hot dogs, a lot of potato chips, and wonderful weather.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I've never been to one of those. But, no, I'm too far away for one of those.
Oh, good. Somebody liked my my comment, but they got the time frame wrong. I'll be darned. There was a duck hunt club that a millionaire during the 20s into the 30s built in North Carolina. And when I was there in 1959-60, I couldn't get near it. It was guarded by ununiformed military personnel. It was supposed to be a boys' club. That's what it was listed at. And a British company rented that area or leased it for 3 years. Anyway, for damn near 65 years, I've been trying to find out what really went on. And of all things, I ran across in a book called Crossfire. They made a movie out of it, and it's claimed we trained people to go to Russia there the same time frame I was there. Anyway, they were armed. I was armed. We just looked at each other. We were both young. You could tell we were both out of boot camp, the Army and Navy, and didn't give it a second thought.
Yeah, all sorts of secrets going on there, huh? That's interesting.
Oh, here's a good one. Walt, my grandfather wouldn't let us go near that. Too many natives didn't reap fortunes found inside. We were not one of those. He thought more of getting brass shells from the firing range, money for the brass. I was running the strafing range, and I kicked one guy out who was a constable. Took the military power wagon, Dodge power wagon, drove over his hole. The other guy, we let him on and trade 45 caliber bullets for beer. As a 17-year-old, I had an attitude.
Yeah, it reminds me of our cottage up in the UP. It was not far from the ELF transmitter, and my uncle told me he rode his dirt bike up there one time and looked at a guy, and he looked at him, and some guy comes out of the woods and just stares him down with a big rifle, and he just gets out of his dirt bike and takes back off again and gets the hell out of there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lance, I was talking to a nurse decades ago, because I'm old, and she was I forgot what you called the nurses when they first, candy striper at the VA hospital in Allen Park, an outer drive, and she was tired from her shift, pushed the button, didn't think anything of it. Evidently, I went to the ground floor, the doors opened, and there's a uniformed soldier with a rifle. He just turned her around and put her back in the elevator. Something was going on in the basement.
Interesting. That's got to be a memorable day at work.
Oh, yeah. You know, we did a lot of volunteer work with the Salvation Army out of Mount Clemens. And Captain Bill, I said, Captain Bill, it doesn't sound like, how did you get all those years in with the Detroit police to get a pension, but you're telling me you did other stuff? He said, Walt, in this world, now this is the man of God. The agency I worked for, and I won't tell you who, how, or what, went to Detroit police and said, this man has 10 years seniority, give him a command position. Sorry, I keyed up on you. Go ahead and I'll repeat what I said.
I thought you were fumbling the mic.
I probably was. I changed it. Okay, the captain of the Salvation Army of Mount Clemens years ago retired from the police department, Detroit Police Department. I said, Captain Bill, you're telling me you're doing this stuff, but to put the time in at the police department to get a pension, it doesn't jive. He said, Walt, I worked for a government agency. I won't tell you who, what, or why, but they go up to people like the Detroit police and say, this man has 10 years seniority, put him in a command position. And he was telling me his first job was to check the parking lots of the precincts. He said 50% of the cars in the precinct parking lot, quote, owned by police officers, were actually stolen vehicles.
That's Detroit for you, I guess. Yeah, the Salvation Army, Mount Clemens, that's where I took my my tech and general test.
Well, I was probably there when you took it.
I did the tech in 2017, and then it was January 2017, and then 1 year later did the general.
WB80, I had a horrible time getting my general. I had to do 13 words a minute of CW. It literally took me a year, Lance. A year. On my third try, I finally got it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm the no-code extra. I don't even know what all those beeps and bloops mean.
Well, I'll tell you, I was not disappointed with the hobby when they dropped the CW requirements. I thought it was great, and I used nothing but CW from day one almost when I got in the hobby. It did not hurt the hobby whatsoever.
Yeah, and I mean, the people that want to learn it, people that care less don't even bother. I don't remember what, I don't know when they dropped it, but I want to say when I, you know, first looked at being a ham in high school, it was still in there. I thought maybe not, but one of the deterring factors, plus being, you know, in high school and don't even have a radio or know how to use it.
Yeah, I was not in high school. Now, the guy that just dropped me off, NHZZE, he took electronics and found out about radio. And I didn't know a thing about it. Well, if I just told one of my sons, I'd call him right back. And I better. Maybe he'll bring over or take me out to dinner. You never know. Lance, you drive safe, my friend. Always a pleasure. WP80.
Yeah, my electronics class, they just, he mentioned ham radio, but didn't really get into it too much. I don't think he was a ham or anything, but, you know, he just kind of mentioned what it was, and, you know, there's people out there doing it, but, didn't really know anybody doing it, but, anyway, yeah, we'll say 73, AD81.
WBAD, KE4ZYQ. Still out there, Walt? KE4ZYQ.
He was making a phone call to the ADI.
Alrighty, I didn't hear that part. Thank you. Hopefully you're doing good this evening.
Ready for bike MS this weekend. I'm gonna get everything out of the car that I need, and get ready to get the rental check.
Another hour to drive? Oh my gosh. Is that usual every day?
Without traffic, it's 50 minutes, so. But I got in the car today, and it's been an hour 22, I think. Jesus, there must be some traffic.
But you need to invent one of those things that can draw movement by having a magnet, so a car ahead of you will pull you along like gravity.
I should get the self-driving cars done.
That or big enough gerbil inside of a wheel somehow, that would be good.
Yeah, when I moved there, I don't have to go in that much anyway, so won't be that bad. When I do have to go into work, they decide when they want to send 3 days a week.
This is Juliet Oscar Echo Joe, Clinton Township, K4ZYQ. Yeah, well, you must put in every other day about 40, 50 bucks of gas every day.
I think you usually get two trips out of it. It's about 35 to 40 in a tank.
may need to regress back to old steam engine days, and there'll be a shortage on water, right?
And coal.
Oh, Walt must be talking to one of his girlfriends now. He's probably got to hear him going, hi, hi, just kidding. Yeah, if you're in there, Walt, jump in. If not, we'll say 7-3 to all here in a minute. He's got his sons or his family there to be with and do things. Definitely a blessing to have. But anyhow, I'll say 7-3. Take care. Anyone listening out, have a good evening, good day tomorrow, and continue that over and over again. It's kind of like the hippy-dippy weatherman with the weather. It's followed by light and followed by dark. KE4ZYQ clear.
On its way. All my leaves are already turning colors. Starting to fall off trees, so it won't be long. We'll be seeing little white things in the sky. 7-3, see you again.
KF8BXS from W8EAP.
KF8BXS, go ahead.
Good afternoon, good evening. I figured you'd be out there lurking, just getting off work. So I thought I'd give you a shout to see if you're out there.
Yeah, I'm lurking, trying to get used to these new frequencies and bands and stuff like that. And, you know, some of these things I'm finding out are linked together. And I just took the 10 best or the 10 closest UHF frequencies and slapped them into the radio. And then I took the 10 closest 2-meter and slapped them in the radio. So, yeah, I'm finding some overlap. But in due time, I'll make those adjustments.
Yeah, when you're used to 22 channels for everything, all in one band, a narrow band, it's like, oh, we got 8 or 10 different bands, hundreds, thousands, well, they're not channels and frequencies, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, when I got this radio and stuff and I got the license and everything, you know, I did everything backwards. I bought the antenna first, bought the radio second, got my license third, and then I just played with repeater book and did an antenna. Closest repeaters within 15 miles of my location, because that's pretty much what I did on the other side of the world, that other set of frequencies. But again, I got room to play with it. I got the software, so it's quick and easy to adjust. I just got to make a change to this radio to make it handle the other side because it's currently locked.
Roger. And you also find out that the VHF repeaters sometimes definitely have a lot, not a lot more, but no. Noticeably more range, and easier to get into. And, got some powerhouse ones on the VHF side. And you could even play around with. Actually, you could even play around with T20 because there's one in Detroit.
Well, currently I don't have a 220 band in this radio unless I don't think I can. For this one out to do that, but I can't expand the other two and throw mirrors in here if I wanted to, but I have no interest in mirrors whatsoever. But like I said, baby steps and things like that, but
you know, I'm just getting used to things, and I've already got a new vanity call sign in the works. I'm just waiting for that to process. And again, I'm enjoying it. I was listening to Annette on a Macomb County repeater there. It was a little scratchy, but then I flipped it around, found it on another repeater, and it came in much clearer. And then you called me.
Well, if you're up between, like, I think it starts at 8 o'clock, maybe 7:30, on the GM repeater, I believe that's 443075, WWGM repeater, they have a net East Coast reflector where people come in, you know, it's like a big hub, it's all, a big all-star hub, and it's tied to, you know, I don't know how many, it could be 100 different repeaters across the country, and you probably already listened to that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've been able to, in the morning, I catch the morning shift GM repeater. People are going into work and stuff like that, and I've listened to it a couple times, and I find that pretty fascinating. You know, I still have other things I have to do in the morning, like today, and on Mondays I have my health checkups and stuff, and physical therapy and chiropractic stuff. So, I might have it on in the background just to listen and catch on how all this works. But, yeah, I'm just, like I said, one step at a time, and it'll come, I know, but, that's about it for now.
Yeah, I believe if you listen to the one in the morning there, it's called the Morning Brew, hosted by the East Coast Reflector, and like I said, it's repeaters all over the country and all-star nodes all tied together, and I'm sure, you know, there's other repeaters around the country carrying it, but the one that you should be able to hear that with no antenna. Anything within 20 miles is like, you don't even need an antenna because it's 900 feet in the air. I literally left my house and forgot to screw the whip into my magnet mount, and it was still pegging the meter from almost 20 miles away. Yeah, it was 20 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, I'm taking notes and which ones I would like to maybe listen to and which ones I'm going to might participate in, so on and so forth. Again, like I said, one step at a time, and everything else is, I still got other things going on as well. But while I got you here, I noticed there's an Echolink app that I can put on my phone. Is that something beneficial to use, or should I just neglect it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, you could use that. I don't see why not. I mean, that way, wherever you're at, you could always get into a repeater. Now, the repeater has to have an Echolink, you know, gateway or whatever you want to call it. Most repeaters do. So, yeah, sure, why not? It's free.
Part two of my question about this is I have to give it a call sign, a password, and I think an email or something like that. But if in the next, you know, few weeks, if I get a new call sign, would it just be just a change of it, or do I have to re-register, or should I just wait till I get my vanity call sign and do it then?
WAVAT. Yeah, I would, if I were you, I would just wait till you get your new call sign. Just do it one time instead of going back in there and submitting a help desk ticket. I forgot. I mean, when I did it, it wasn't that easy. There's a little bit of effort involved, I think. But yeah, if you're going to get that call sign within the next few weeks, just wait.
Okay,
I will do that. KF8, yes, BXS for identification. And, yeah, I'll just do it then. But I was just wondering if it was beneficial or not. I'm still learning about all these ways of connecting and, you know, it's the whole, I guess, digital side of everything and interconnection of everything, so on and so forth. But, yeah, so other than that, though, really nothing new here. Are you planning on coming to breakfast anytime soon, like between now and winter?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it on Saturdays that I don't go up north. I've been going up north on Friday nights, obviously, but yeah, I kind of slipped on that, haven't I? There's a lot of stuff going on in the summer. Oh, definitely in the fall. Yep, I plan on it. I heard they changed your locale, too.
Well, the locale changed by, not by our choice, but by Mother Nature knocking the power out of the building there at the Cozy Cabin. We haven't been there now in like 3 weeks, and there were signs up, and they're going to try to reopen, but I have not been by there in a while. And I don't know if Sean's listening, if he's contacted them at all, see what might be going on. But we've been going to the Ramshorn, which is just less than a mile north of where our place is there, off of 12 Mile. But it is on DeQuinder, between 12 and 13, I believe, and it's on the, what would be the east side of the street.
Oh, yeah, I've been there a million times. You know, when I first got into ham radio, before I got into ham radio, there was a lot of people I knew in that area. We'd always go there after the bar. But, oh, yeah, I've been there hundreds, if not thousands of times. Yep. Which I was kind of surprised you guys didn't go there in the first place. I don't know why you picked the other place with the weak coffee, but... you know, things could have changed, you know. Maybe it's not that great. Maybe that Ramshorn wasn't that great, you know, after all these years. But it was back in the day.
Well, for about 2-3 years back in, like, 87 to 89, I used to work in the area. And I used to go there for breakfast 2-3 times a week before I go into the office. And, I knew it was there all that time, and, you know, I'm an east sider anyways from Macomb County, so knowing that it was there when I moved out here 10 years ago, I've only been in there once, and I guess they went through some hard times with COVID, just like a lot of restaurants did, but we were in there over the weekend, the last couple of weekends, and it's pretty busy in there. I mean, they got a table set up just like it is at the other place that's shut down. And so we can handle, we haven't gotten the massive crowds yet, but we're pretty close to 16 people right now.
Yeah, seemed like there was about that many people, about 12 to 15 people when I went that time. But good stuff, good stuff. We're even thinking about doing, like, Saturday night dinner thing. We did our first Saturday night dinner. A bunch of us got together. Went out to the steakhouse.
The 22nd Steakhouse. Been there a couple of times back in my younger days. So I'm familiar if that's the one you're talking about.
Yep, that's the one. I mean, Texas Roadhouse would just be too crowded and too noisy. I still go to Texas Roadhouse. I just sit up at the bar, try to get away from all the birthday celebrations, screaming kids and all that. The bar area is pretty mellow.
Yeah, I used to go to a lot of watering holes that had, you know, a bar side with seating and then the restaurant side for families. And I always would 99% of the time sit on the bar side
and they'll usually let you eat a steak dinner at the bar or a burger or something like that. But a lot of those establishments that I used to go to are gone, and they've been gone long before, you know, the change in restaurants because of COVID. But I go out to Rochester Mills Brewing Company out there, 23 and Rochester Road. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to be going next week Thursday to see a family member of mine perform out there. We'll see how the weather is and everything else. The reason why I mentioned it, real quick, stand by. I grab a sip of water there. Next time you come to breakfast, if you can throw in the glove box of your car a couple of medium-sized Motorola stickers for me, I'd appreciate it. I need two.
Same format, white text and black background. Yeah, no problem. I just did that as a joke, man, it looks pretty good. Turned out pretty good. I make like three different sizes of them. And I got them on, either got that or my call sign on all my radios.
Well, the one that I have left is the smallest one that fits the, I guess would fit across the microphone top. So I would need the next size up. I actually wasted one, and I still have one, but I want to have at least, I have not yet replaced my network radio that got damaged, and it already has the sticker on it. And if I try to peel the sticker off, I know it won't reset right. And if I do get another network radio or not to replace it, they're getting hard to find, those RT4s. I will, want to put a sticker on it, and I've only got one to spare. And I wasted one trying to put it on the first time. So that would be it on that order.
Yep, Glenn, you get your new call sign, your EchoLink app and all that, then we'll maybe let you get comfortable, and then we'll start talking about the All-Star nodes. That's a big jump right there. And do a lot with that. Anywho, I'm home, so I will talk to you probably tomorrow. So, anyhow, have a good one, and enjoy the new hobby, enjoy the extra frequency coverage. W8DAP.
Just trying to set up a spreadsheet that I can, put everybody's names to and new call signs and try to figure out a way to remember those, because, with the other side, it's either WR, WS, or something like that, and, the 4-3 format, which is really, now you got this 1x2, 1x3, 2x2, whatever the combinations are, and I'm going like, what the heck did I get myself into? All right, well, pleasure talking to you, and just keep that in mind for at least the Motorola stickers, and we'll catch up with you either tomorrow or on Saturday or whatever. Have a good evening. KF8BXX, that's the word, clear. Thank you.